What's going on, guys? Happy Tuesday and welcome back to the Fantasy Bar Beers Daily. Fantasy Six Pack back once again with six of my favorite plays on FanDuel, talking NBA hoops here tonight. Hope everybody had a great weekend, had a good weekend of football. Hope you did as well. But let's turn the page here to NBA. And just real quick, looking at this slate, I think there's a lot of 10K guys on FanDuel that are in play right in that range. And I think we can get two or three of those guys in a lineup with some of the value plays that are out there. So, going to give you a lot of my favorite value plays here. Call this the old happy hour. Guys, we try to keep the prices down for you and fit those studs in your lineup. So, let's start with some of that value at the power forward position with Zach Collins, 4,400. Now, this guy can play. You know, if you've seen him, you know that. And I think Portland's starting to see that because the minutes really starting to trend up to where we want him to be. And a guy that can play the four or the five, and you're kind of seeing that affect Nurkic's minutes. He hasn't played huge minutes here lately. I think a big part of that is the play and the production of Zach Collins. So when we're talking cash games, gives you that great floor that we're looking for. You know, the guy's been very productive, even in some of the limited minutes that he's given us. He's pretty much going over 20 fantasy points. Lowest output was 17 on the season, and we see the ceiling. Had a 35er in there and 27 in the last game. That's destroying this $4,400 salary. So I think we're really buying low here on a guy maybe some people don't really realize is the thing quite yet. So take advantage of it. Get on the train early here with Zach Collins. And the matchup, about as good as we could ask for. Houston, 29th in the league against power forwards and not much better against centers. If he plays a little center minutes, Houston, pretty bad there as well. I love this game. I really like the price and the matchup here for Zach Collins to lead us off at 4,400. All right, value train rolls on at the point guard position with Colin Sexton, 4,800. Now the minutes, the production starting to creep up. Looks like he's getting a little bit more comfortable with each and every game, and the new coaching staff, I think, is really going to start to utilize this guy. You don't have Kevin Love. You need somebody that can provide offense, and Sexton can certainly do that. So this is another spot where you hop on early before everybody else catches up, and I think tonight, a good night to do that. Cleveland, highest pace up spot on this slate. Always something that I look at, who gets the bump in pace, and that is the Cleveland Cavaliers. Should be a very fast-paced game. I know a lot of people want to pair him up with Luka because of the trade, but Sexton, Trae Young, I think there's always going to be a battle here. Sexton, that chip on his shoulder, thinking he's a much better point guard than Trae Young. So I think you get that added on top. Always love a little narrative, but even without that, I like this kid. I like this price. We love the pace up spot here, and they need the offense, and I think they start to get some tonight out of Colin Sexton at 4,800. Next value play here at small forward, Gerald Green, 4,500. So we continue with the value plays here with one of my favorites, Gerald Green. We know when James Harden is out, there's a lot of production to spread out to a lot of people, and Chris Paul really disappointed the other night, but Gerald Green did about what we expected, 24.5 fantasy points. It sounds like a lot, but at 4,500, we'll absolutely take that number, especially in our cash games, getting over that 5X threshold. And we look at this game here. I love this game, but the Blazers against shooting guards, against small forwards, been a struggle. And I think Green gives you not only that cash game floor that we just talked about, but the upside to go for over 30, to go into the 40s. If he gets enough minutes, we know this dude's going to put up shots, and that's what I like about him. But I don't think 8X up to 10X upside on this salary is out of the question here. Love this game, but I love the value price tag. Continue to roll him out there, Gerald Green at 4,800. Let's stay under 5K once again with another value play at power forward, Jeremy Grant, 4,800. Now, we got to keep a close eye here. Steven Adams and Nerlens Noel, both questionable. They don't really have another big on their roster, and that could force Jeremy Grant into an even bigger role than he's already playing. But let me be clear, even if one or both of those guys are active, I still like this spot for Jeremy Grant. He's carved out a role with this team. He's played 27 or more minutes in every single game. He's gone over 20 fantasy points in four of the last five. And if one of those guys is out, it's a bump. If two of those guys are out, it's a huge bump. And like I said, even if they're both in there, I still think Jeremy Grant is squarely in play under 5K. Why? Because he does a little bit of everything. The guy can score. He can rebound. He's going to block some shots, get some steals. The kind of guy that stuffs the stat sheet, and those are the kind of guys I want to play because when the shot's not falling, the fantasy points can still be there. So a spot to keep an eye on. If those two are out, a must play in all formats, in my opinion. If one of them are in, still a guy I'm going to play a lot of. If both are in, I still think a guy that can be very, very productive. Jeremy Grant, no matter the scenario, under 5K, a guy to keep squarely in your radar and get in those lineups. All right, let's spend up a little bit here. We're going to go to the mid-range at shooting guard with Buddy Hield, 6,600. Now starting to look like the guy we saw at Oklahoma. The guy was a stud in college, one of the best players actually I've seen in the last 10 years in the college game. And we're getting that here finally with the Sacramento Kings, who certainly need the offense with that team. Foxes look good, but Hield, the guy providing a lot of offense. He's averaging almost 23 points and over 6.5 rebounds a game over his last three. And this game, to me, very much stackable. There's a lot of mid-range pieces that you can utilize that still fit some of those studs, mix in some of the value we've talked about. And I think this one stays close and is a game you certainly want a ton of exposure to. But Buddy Hield, to me, gives you the upside you're looking for, gives you the safe cash game floor, $6,600, a very fair price on Buddy Hield. Get him in those lineups. All right, it's time. Let's take a look at my favorite play that we call the Beast of the Night. All right, Beast time. We're going to go to the center position. We're going to stay in that same game, and we're going to go to Nikola Vucevic, $8,800, tonight's Beast of the Night. The old Vooch has been very productive here to open up the season. 47 or more fantasy points in three of the last four games. And the only one he didn't do it, that last game. And we can toss that out. They didn't really need to roll him out there for too many minutes. And that's exactly what they did. So let's ignore that one. So basically, this guy's giving you close to 50 fantasy points a night over the last four games. The beer gut, really liking the spot. I talked about the game stack in this one. We talked about Buddy Hield on the other side. De'Aaron Fox, I think there's some nice pieces on the Orlando side you can roll with as well. But if there's one guy I'm targeting here tonight, I think he falls in that dead zone of pricing in the centers. I think Drummond will be a guy people look to, or they'll save money with Hassan Whiteside coming off a big game. So that lowers the ownership in tournaments. But the game stack here, the cash games, I think Vooch is your guy. $8,800, easily my favorite play on FanDuel and tonight's Beast of the Night. All right, guys, that'll wrap us up here for the NBA six-pack on Tuesday. If you have any questions, guys, please, comment section, feedback, whatever you want to talk about, that is there for you. Also, follow me on Twitter, at BeerMakersFan, and don't forget, subscribe to the RotoGrinders YouTube channel. Speaking of YouTube, if you enjoy hitting the fantasy bar, guys, all I ask, you take a second, you click that thumbs up button. Means a lot to me, and I appreciate it. And thank you, as always, for checking out the video for RotoGrinders.com. I am Bear saying salut. Best of luck in NBA tonight. We'll be back with more NBA tomorrow. We'll be back with NFL six packs as well, FanDuel and DraftKings. So keep an eye out for those tomorrow. But good luck tonight. We'll see you right back here in a fantasy bar tomorrow. See ya.
With the NFL season started, we are proud to announce the launch of a brand new sports betting community and mobile app called SharpSide. In the app, you can find and track all your favorite bets through a really fun swiping experience, and then read up on advice about different bets that's been posted by members of the community, or even post your own advice. You can use the leaderboards to see who is the best sports bettor across different sports and different types of bets, and try to make your way all the way to the top. On SharpSide.com, you'll find tons of great sports betting content from our group of experts, and we'll be running sports betting contests all NFL season long where you can win real cash prizes. The app is available for iOS only right now, with Android coming very soon, so you can head on over to the App Store and download it now. And remember, you always want to be on the sharp side.